Hello and welcome to our Catholic News podcast. And I have to say, I'm delighted because I'm with a very special guest in our studio for the first time, and that is the Eparch of the Syro-Malabar Catholic Eparchy of Great Britain, newly erected in October. That's Bishop Joseph Srampakal. Father, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
And what a delight to have you here. Now, all I've seen so far, I've seen the wonderful pictures from your episcopal ordination, where there were some 10, 12,000 people yes. in Preston North End's football stadium.
Yes.
I don't know how many people have an episcopal ordination in a football stadium, because there are so many people. Tell us a little bit about that day.
It was really amazing. So many people from different parts of Great Britain came to Preston to attend the episcopal ordination. There are also people from different parts of the world, different bishops and priests, nuns, my relatives, my parents, and my mother was also there. So many people, and I really enjoyed that day.
Now, one thing I saw was a lot of colour, a lot of vibrancy, a lot of passion.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you about the Syro-Malabar community, so we can all learn more in England and Wales. Tell us a bit about your community.
Our people came to England, Wales and Scotland in the year 2000. Now there are about 8,000, 9,000 Syro-Malabar families in Great Britain. And we think that there are about 40,000 faithful in our church. And these families are grouped in 160 Holy Mass Sundays. Mm-hmm. And there are about 25 priests sent by the Major Archbishop. And there are about 60 priests who are in Great Britain. They're also helping us to celebrate our Holy Qurbana and to preach and also to celebrate other sacraments.
Now, we've actually recorded with you the Our Father, the Lord's Prayer, in Malaya Lam,
yes.
the language, which is great. That will be going out, listeners, on Christmas Eve, on the 24th of December. Now, would I be right in saying that the Syro-Malabar community hail from Kerala in India? Is that right?
Yeah, mainly from Kerala.
And I'm just curious, because I know, obviously, this is a newly formed community in the Catholic Church in England and Wales. Have you had a chance to get around Great Britain yet?
I came to England on 18th of September. After my coming here, I started to visit almost all our communities. In 15 days, I visited almost all our communities, and people were really happy, enthusiastic to meet me. And to see that we have a diocese, we have a bishop, and they are really happy and thankful to all Catholic bishops in England and Wales and Scotland, and also to Pope and to the Holy See.
And obviously, as part of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales, you've attended your first bishops' plenary meeting, haven't you, up in Leeds with your brother bishops?
It was really wonderful, and all bishops were very friendly with me, and they are very welcoming. And really, I felt at home with the bishops of England and Wales.
This is obviously Advent, a time of hope, a time of reconciliation and anticipation. What would your message be to the wider Catholic community at this time of year?
My message is to concentrate on the person of infant Jesus. He is the Son of the living God, and he is Christ. He came to the world to save us from the sin, from the evil, from the death. And we have to celebrate his birthday. That is my message.
And finally, Bishop Joseph, I am detecting a lot of life, a lot of joy. Is that something that you and the Syro-Malabar community bring to our Catholic community here?
Yeah, our people are happy. And I'm sure that the source of our joy is Christ. And we want to live really in communion with Jesus Christ.
Well, that's a wonderful message. And thank you very much for joining us here today. And hopefully you can come back again. And yes. Once you've settled in even more, tell us more about your work.
Yes, I will do. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.